Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
Could a weak jobs report on Friday change the Fed's thinking?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. There are few people that think the Federal Reserve will not raise interest rates in December. A rate hike in December has been baked in the cake for so long that the cake is probably stale by now. But could a weak jobs report cause Fed policymakers to have a change of heart, whether in December or beyond? Let's get some thoughts from Roy Blumberg, partner at Horatio Street Wealth Management. Roy, the Labor Department will issue the jobs report for November this Friday. At this point, around 180,000 jobs are seen added to non-farm payrolls, with the jobless rate staying at 4.9%. Do you think a weaker number or considerably weaker number would cause Fed policymakers to have second thoughts at the December meeting?
Well, unfortunately, I think it might. They've been very gun-shy about raising rates, and at this point, they're behind the curve. The marketplace has already raised rates in anticipation. The two-year Treasury rate has gone from 180 to almost 240, so we really have priced in that rate increase. So whether they raise the Fed funds rate or not, the marketplace has essentially done it for them.
Yeah. Although, you know, people would have to admit the economy is not going great guns, even with a solid labor market. I think the labor market is probably the strongest aspect of the economy at this point, wouldn't you say?
Well, the labor market's very strong, but I don't think the Fed understands what it has done to the marketplace by keeping rates as low as they have for as long as they have. They have essentially frozen bank lending between their regulators, keeping the bankers making sure they're doing all these details to before they make the loan, and the fact that since their cost of funds is very, very low and the profit margin's very, very low, they're kind of afraid to make loans. So unfortunately, we'd be better off if rates were just a little bit higher. There would be more lending, and the marketplace would help the economy, because lending is what makes the economy grow.
Right. The markets have been surging since Trump's surprise victory on hopes that a pro-business president will be great for the economy and stocks. How long do you think this will continue? I know the markets, as we speak right now, are sort of pulling back. Might there be some sort of reality check after Donald Trump takes the oath of office January 20th?
Well, that's not a surprise at all. I mean, the market's expensive at this point. That doesn't mean it necessarily has to have any kind of big correction, but until we start to see those policies and it appears as if they're working, we might get to the point where the market stalls for a while and says, you have to show me, because valuations are so high to justify pushing stocks a lot higher, I have to have the expectation that earnings are going to accelerate. And we don't know that as a fact yet.
You say the market's pretty pricey right now. Do you think we're sort of due for a sell-off for the time being?
We're probably due for a short-term sell-off. I think the marketplace is going to stay in positive euphoria mode for a little while longer. I think it's waiting to see what Trump's policies are. The unknown made people concerned before. Now the unknown, I think, is making them more positive, because they're starting to work out in their minds, okay, here are all the things that we could do to accelerate the economy. But once Donald Trump sees the reality of having to deal with Congress and getting cooperation, we might discover that all this process goes slower than people think. And I think at that point, there could be a little reality check.
Roy Blumberg, partner at Horatio Street Wealth Management, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
My pleasure.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.